time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. All right, it's that time of year again.
You know, Santa Claus and ho-ho-ho and mistletoe and presents to pretty girls.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Now, if we read the clues in our culture from Hollywood Christmas movies, casual comments, Christmas cards, etc., it becomes very clear what the Christmas spirit is supposed to be. Christmas is a celebration of love, generosity, kindness, brotherhood, family bonding, and the celebration of the joy, peace, and security that those things promote. Yet the truth is, this Hallmark idea of Christmas sets people up for great disappointment. Every year, there are a lot of people wondering, where is the Christmas spirit? After all, we're told year after year that this is supposed to be the idea of Christmas, yet it never actually comes in that form. This concept of Christmas bringing peace, love, and harmony among all mankind just simply doesn't happen. And why is that? Well, it's because they don't understand Christmas. And what is Christmas? Well, Charlie Brown wanted to know the same thing when he yelled out,
"Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?"
Then the great theologian Linus answered him by quoting Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, which reads, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" The answer he gave was Jesus Christ. You see, the true meaning of Christmas is not about man loving fellow man. The true meaning of Christmas is first and foremost about God loving mankind. The point is simply this. While the Christmas spirit may be of love, peace, goodwill, and so on, the true Christmas spirit will never be achieved without its owner, without its maker, and without its creator. You simply cannot have peace outside the Prince of Peace. So, am I saying the simplest message of all, that you can't have Christmas without Christ? Am I repeating that age-old message? Well, I suppose I am. But more specifically, there is a joy that Christmas brings, and that is salvation to all those who choose to receive it. And while we may live in a world of discontent and strife, we are embodied by the giver of Christmas. We are filled with his spirit that indwells us all year long. So, here's from my family to yours, wishing you a Christ-centered Christmas. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.